Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise. This is the Dr. Denise Show, and this is the On Staying Sane series. My co-host, Kathleen O'Toole, is away this week. I, as all of us, woke up to the news and to the address that President Zelensky's just given the world and given all of us. And what really sticks with me, and I'm putting my hand on my heart and sending love, prayers, and hope for humanity, is his quote of to be the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace. I was reading his address, I watched it, and his call and cry for help, specifically to the United States, to President Biden, and referencing 9/11, Pearl Harbor, just had me on the brink of tears as I was reading this today. I did what I could do, and this is the whole idea of how do we stay sane during these times in the show, and I did reach out to my colleague that I had anonymously on the show. She has family in Ukraine and is going to be hearing from them shortly. Hopefully they're still alive. I also reached out to another friend of mine that, you know, has Ukrainian relatives. So I felt like, well, what could I do in this moment of despair? You know, I'm here, you know, in Southern California, we're in the United States, you know, at this point in time, I feel safe, you know, knock on wood, but when you're attacking democracy and freedom anywhere in the world, it's an attack on humanity. So I just am really feeling deep, deep compassion and love and thinking, well, what else can I do besides prayer, reaching out to friends, you know, if we're fortunate enough to donating money. I know that it looks like President Biden's going to give more military aid. And I know for all of us, you know, many of us have sons that are at the draft age here in the United States and all around the world. And we're, you know, it's just an awful situation all around. In the last show that I did, I also mentioned that someone in my neighborhood, you know, has relatives in Russia and they're not for the war. So I think this concept of being a leader of peace, however we can in our way, is incredibly important. And how do we find inner peace moment to moment wherever we are? And I love Maria Shriver's feed, and I just want to read what she had to say today. And I love what she said. She said, oh my goodness. This morning in an address before Congress, President Zelensky called on President Biden to be the leader of the free world and told him and all of us what it means. It means to be the leader of peace. Peace is all of our jobs. We can all be leaders of peace in our homes, in our relationships, in every encounter we have. It's our only hope. It can't be one man's job to be a leader of us. It's all of our jobs. It's all of our thoughts, words, deeds. Let's all be leaders of peace. Head out into the world today, spreading this message of peace wherever you go. Thank you, Maria Shriver. So I just, before I go on to my next appointment in 15 minutes, I'm in between seeing patients as I record this. Throughout my day, I do prayer, I send messages, I reach out to people. And that's my way of staying sane in this kind of unimaginable time on earth. And we can all do our part. So if you know of anyone directly that's of Ukrainian descent or has family there, and you can do your way of helping through prayer, through donations, through just offering hope that we're in this together, please do that. Our words matter, our thoughts matter, our actions matter. And when we're all doing our part for inner peace, it's a ripple effect for all of us. And sometimes, you know, it just seems overwhelming to just read and like to be here on earth right now. So I just want to let you know I'm thinking of all of you. I'm sending you love and peace in whatever way you can find peace today, and prayers and peace for Ukraine and for one humanity. Thank you.